Dictation for Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Cowles, C-O-W-L-E-S, May 2nd, 45. Address as a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V as in Victor, S-K-I, 463-1534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, follow-up for Mrs. Cowles, post-hospital. Comes accompanied with family members, presently a resident of medical facility nursing home. Daughter says that there are plans for her to live with her. In the Saginaw area, he is presently in a wheelchair, has memory issues. She says to be taking well care at the facility. She enjoys the staff and the food, not doing as much physical therapy, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, has an ileal loop, good output without bleeding, no gross abdominal pain, fever, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, denies any falling episode. I review medications. I want to highlight the Coric as the only blood pressure medicines. Next paragraph, pressing weight 133, blood pressure by nurse 137.76, coarse RALS from underlying emphysema, pulmonary fibrosis, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension, has an ileal loop, no one plus edema, no ulcers, very pleasant but confused, oriented to person, situation, not to time, recognizes family member and myself, non-focal. The last blood test available is from the hospital. At that time, there was anemia 8.6, large red blood cells close to 104, 105, normal white blood cell platelets. Creatinine was around 4 plus minus, representing a GFR around 9 to 11, with a low potassium metabolic acidosis. All blood tests need to be updated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 5. Total cystectomy, has an ileal loop. Early symptoms of uremia. Labs needs to be updated. Blood pressure presently normal. We discuss about dialysis, AV fistula. We discuss dialysis started based on symptoms. Treatment of anemia, iron, EPO, management of nutrition, potassium, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. We are going to send her to vascular surgeon at Saginaw to assess if she will be a candidate for a fistula. She has advanced respiratory condition on oxygen, general anesthesia will not be an option, However, fistula on the wrist or elbow is only local anesthesia. We are trying to avoid, if possible, dialysis catheters. She also understands that she can very well choose no dialysis at all, come for care. As she is moving to Saginaw, she will need to follow with local nephrologists in Saginaw. This was a prolonged visit, end of dictation.